quality. Yeah. Hey. Get with it, here we go, come on. Come on.
That's Talib Kweli. Talib in Arabic means seeker. Kweli is Ghanaian for knowledge. The last name is Green, which is part of his interesting hip-hop pedigree. His parents are college professors, his younger brother a professor of constitutional law at Columbia University. The Chicago Tribune says Talib Kweli is the hip-hop artist you might not know but should. He owns a bookstore with childhood friend Mos Def. He's worked with Kanye West. And here's a Jay-Z line. If skills sold, truth be told, I'd probably be, lyrically, Talib Kweli. Talib Kweli has just released his fourth solo album, Gutter Rainbows. This is the title track. And he joins us from Argo Studios in New York. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Robin?
I'm fine. What's a gutter rainbow?
A gutter rainbow. That's an image that I grew up with living in Brooklyn. That anybody who's lived in or spent any time in the inner city will see. It's just a collection of the oil in the gutter with the sun reflecting off of it.
Yeah.
It forms a rainbow. And this was my first experience with a rainbow. I've traveled all over the world, seen rainbows in many different beautiful locations, but my first experience with a rainbow was seeing one in a gutter.
Well, and it's a beautiful image, you know, who hasn't, now that you think of it, who hasn't seen one in the gutter? But as you said, it was the first you'd seen, because in Brooklyn, well, in some places there's a lot of sky, but in some places there isn't.
Yeah, and it creates a great metaphor for inner city life, you know, finding that beauty in the gutters and in the crevices.
And I read that, you know, you started writing about these kinds of things when you were in grade school. What were you listening to? How did you end up in hip-hop?
You know, New York City is completely responsible for me being in hip-hop. Growing up in New York City, I was born in 1975, so, you know, 75 to 85, as I'm developing as a child, hip-hop is also developing at the same time. And I wasn't, you know, hip-hop wasn't played in my home. My father was a DJ in college, so we had a lot of records. My mother was into Motown. My father was into just anything that was good. So there was always music in my house, and hip-hop brought me back around to my father's music through sampling.
You just mentioned your parents, and obviously they have a love of music too, but when you went to hip-hop and not academia, which the entire family is in, how'd that go over?
You know, I actually went pretty good. My parents, you know, I went away to boarding school when I was a teenager. I went to Cheshire Academy in Connecticut. And I knew when I was in Cheshire that I needed to get back to New York City. Like I was saying, New York City was really my foundation for hip-hop. So I only applied to one school, which was NYU. I was good in theater, so I got into Tisch Performing Arts School at NYU. And I was doing experimental theater at Tisch. But, you know, NYU is very expensive. And so I looked at what my parents were spending for me to go to college, and then looked at, you know, what I felt like I could make in hip-hop, and I made a decision. I actually dropped out of school long before I told them. They were still paying my bill, though. And so for 2-3 months when I was 19 years old, maybe 18, 19 years old, I felt really guilty not going to school, my parents paying the bill, so I had to sit them down. But what I did was I went and got a job first. And I was working at, that's how I ended up working at the bookstore that me and Mos Def ended up purchasing. I went and got a job at Inkiru Books so I could tell them, look, I dropped out, I haven't been going to school, but I got an apartment, I got a job. So I did that first before I told them.
Well, again, we wonder how that went over. And we might know a little bit about all of this from your song, Friends and Family, which is on the Gutter Rainbow CD. Let's listen. I just heard a song that reminded me of times when you was finding me. Rhyming in Greenwich Village circa 1993. Yeah, those was the salad days, my career's appetizer. The main course of casserole, a jambalaya of different influences to let me where the music is. A student is only as good as his teacher's tutelage. Paying for college, not learning with straight foolishness. So I stopped going to school, but this was hard to tell my parents. Sat them down, try to get through to them. So there you are, hard to tell your parents. Again, dropping out of NYU.
Yeah.
What did they say?
My father was a little bit more understanding than my mother because, you know, my mother was at that point still, you know, very much. Both my parents are academics, but my mother is like real extra gung-ho about it, you know. So she was really, really very upset.
Yeah.
But it took them a minute to come around. But they, even though she was upset, they supported my decision making because I was standing up to be a man. I wasn't asking them for anything.
Well, and you had some early successes. Let's listen to Get By. This is the song that put you on the map in 2002. Yeah. It's a collaboration with Kanye West. It's got, you know, millions of hits on YouTube. Let's listen to some of Get By. Yeah.
We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Lyrics there. We sell crack to our own out of the back of our homes. The Chicago Tribune says your consciousness-raising lyrics helped define underground hip-hop back when there was underground hip-hop. But that sort of hasn't been what the, you know, what hip-hop, the direction hip-hop went in. It went into, you know, sort of gangster rap. And they go on to say the word underappreciated and your name appear together thousands of times on Google. Do you feel underappreciated?
I'm not known in the mainstream. People are more famous for my connection with a Kanye or Jay-Z or Dave Chappelle than I am for my music. I would say that my career is a testament to success when you change your idea of success. Success is not getting rich and famous. Success is doing what you love for a living and being able to pay your bills and being able to be creative. And I also want to add to that, the misconceptions of hip-hop are very, very easy to pay attention to. You know, the hip-hop that gets played on the radio and in videos is very flashy. There's a lot of bright lights and a lot of sexual energy and a lot of gangsterism. But that stuff is not selling, period, point blank. The music industry is in the toilet. And the only artists that are really viable are the artists that have something deeper and more content to their music. You'll hear a record, you'll hear a record on the radio 3,000 times a week, but trust me, that artist is not selling records.
Well, we're thinking of, you know, we were looking around for some of this music that, you know, it seems like it's more focused on money and wealth and who has more. A popular one right now, Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa, you know, it's about the color of his diamonds. You know, you're saying what? You know, it seems to be popular, it seems to be selling.
I'm saying that's popular, but you know who's more popular than Wiz Khalifa? Kanye West. Yeah. Kanye West makes decadent records, but he also makes incredibly spiritual, uplifting records. His record out, All the Lights, when you talked about, I'm talking to people at that ghetto university, he got Kid Cudi on the record, Fergie, Rihanna. It don't get no bigger than that. That's a positive record.
Yeah. Well, and
Kanye West's mother was, rest in peace to Donda West, was a college professor. So was Commons. So it's like that idea that a hip-hop artist coming from stable families and coming from college-educated families is way more prominent than people think it is.
Well, and we would also say, in regards to, you know, it is kind of funny because we did Google your name and underappreciated, and there are thousands of hits.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
but there's, you know, as you've said, and it's a wise thing to say, it's not bad to be sort of the cult favorite of people like Kanye West or Jay-Z or Mos Def. And I just want to mention your longtime friendship with Mos Def. You put out the critically acclaimed Black Star album together. Let's take a listen to one of those very well-known songs, Respiration.
We stooped to new lows, hell froze, the night the city slept. The beasts crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and get a word where waters fall from the hydrants to the gutters. The beasts walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken.
That's Respiration from the album Black Star. Again, Talib Kweli made that CD with Mos Def back in the 90s. By the way, the title, a reference to the Black Star shipping line founded by Pan-Africanist Marcus Garvey. Talib Kweli's new CD, Gutter Rainbows, this is Solo from that CD. Talib will play it as we say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I can go solo. I can feel the gravity that's in the world around me.
Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Ice cold at the bottom of the sea. Might have been so low. You might dip.